For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Let's talk a little bit about team building. Team building. The biggest concept for team building and leadership inside of network marketing is the idea of culture. And a lot of people throw culture around and they think that culture is shooting out t-shirts and passing around beach balls and you know, that sort of stuff. Culture, specifically defined, is the making of people to feel good regardless of their level of desire or level of result. Okay. And how you do that. So this is the, the idea of culture. How do you actually do that is by understanding the concept of the 80, 15, and 5. And there are a lot of misunderstandings and miscalculations that come in around 80, 15, and 5. And I'm going to break it down for you. So the 80, 15, and 5 is for levels of desire. And so 5% of any organization, regardless of if the leader walks on water or if the leader is just a terrible tyrant, doesn't matter. 5% of the organization have an insane level of desire to make a $25,000 a month or more. Okay. And it could be $1 million a month, could be whatever. We just kind of lump 5% there. And 80% have a desire to make zero, believe it or not, zero to $500 a month. 15% want to make $2,000 to $3,000 a month. That's where they are desire-wise. That's where they are in regards to personal attempts at production. This is not equal to results. So some people will say, oh yeah, my leader's a 5%er, but that 5%er barely does any personal production. They're sitting on their check and that's not a 5%er. A 5%er, you know, because based on their personal attempts at production, their attempts at personal production. And so some people hit $100,000 a year and they got it made in the shade of lemonade and they lower their level of desire. So they lessen their level of attempts at personal production. Some people hit $1 million, you know, a year, some $1 million a month, whatever, right? It's rare to run into someone who is, like Glenn says, a true 5%er for life. Most people reach a level where they're like, you know what, this is good enough. You know, 100K a month, this is not bad. Most people aren't lifetime 5%ers. That's very, very rare. But most people, 80% of your check, because maybe that hits home a little better, right? Some people are like, oh, what are these losers? Don't they want more? 80% of your check, 80% of your volume comes from those that do not have a humongous level of desire. They like to belong. They like to be part of something fun. They like to meet new people. They like to, they just like to be there. It's kind of like the book club for them. They like to learn stuff and they like to come to events. And quite frankly, who's to judge them? Like, I don't judge people if they don't have my lunatic level of desire. Like, that would be very strange. What do you want to make? Oh, that's it? Right? That'd be very strange, very weird. Now, most 5%ers, when they, I don't want to say understand it because many do not, but when they start to get a little bit of the concept, they're like, yeah, you know what? This makes sense. How do I get these guys to be these guys? And I'm like, well, that's math. How do you get a number 3 to be a number 7? You actually can't. You can't force that. This is a percentage. This is how it's going to roll no matter what. And so it's not the, how do I get these people wanting more and doing more? It's how do I create a culture that makes this okay? Because it's not intensity that creates large teams, it's longevity. It's longevity. And so it is keeping people around the campfire longer so that they may catch a spark. And so your 5%ers are lunatics. These are the ones most catered to. These are almost all of the speakers that will be on your company stages. But the problem is they actually need the least. Now they want recognition, right? They like that pat on the back, they like the limelight, but they need very little instructions. You could give a 5%er bad instructions and they'll figure it out anyway. And you'll be like, how did they do that? I gave them terrible instructions, but they will go and make it happen anyway, okay? And so 15%, they get a $2,000 to $3,000 a month, they're good to go. Like that's like cool to them. Maybe they have other sources of income, whatever. 80%, they're mainly there to hang out. They're there to be part of the mission, feel good about it. So this we dive into deeper. If you Google Ray Higdon culture, you'll find like a 30-minute video where I really break this down. So feel free to check that out if you want. But let me tell you one kind of insider mistake that people make once they hear this concept. Okay. So my engineer brains, right? I have some clients that are engineers. And so my engineer brains, they'll see this and say, these calculations make sense. Based on my hypotheses, I believe that all I will do, I will beat the system, is I will just make three groups, right? And these three groups, you know, with this one, I'll just be happy and I'll post pictures of animals in cat videos. It's going to be amazing, right? My 80%er is going to love it. This over here, I'm going to, you know, I'll talk a little bit about work, but not too much. Woo. And over here, I'm going to raise hell, man. I'm going to go hard in here. I'm going to be playing, you know, some White Zombies, some Korn, some Pantera, some Sepultura, right? I'm going to be rocking out, right? I'm going to pass out laggers to these guys because these are my buyers. Here's the problem with that. Here's the problem, okay? And this is very, very common. I'm just going to set up three groups. I'll do an 18, a 15, and a 5. The problem is, one of the problems is desires change. Desires change. So what you would do if you did this is you would create what is one of the biggest problems in all network marketing companies and all teams is you would create what I would call an arrival group. And an arrival group is when you're located into, you're placed inside of a group and there's no qualifications or temporariness to it. You're just kind of placed into a group and based on if you qualified or not or whatever. The big mistake most people make with arrival groups is they do it by rank. They do it by rank. And I'll show you what that looks like both ways, okay? So my engineers that set up the three groups, they'll place people in here by rank, which although I do not agree with, I don't agree with it, is actually better than placing them by desire. Because how do you prove that? Okay. So here's the long-term effects of this right here, because I'm willing to bet that maybe you hear this and you're like, I don't want to do three groups, but I should probably have a 5%er group, right? My lunatics, my lunatics on pogo sticks. Let's make sure that we breathe fire into them and hellstorm and brimstone, right? And so here's the problem. If you do it by rank, all right, and you have an arrival group that says, hey, once you hit diamond or crown or Tiffany blue or whatever, right, we're gonna add you into this group. And this group has privilege. This group has amazingness. And it's just awesome. And so the problem is people that arrive in a group don't always maintain their level of desire. And so when they, when you get these people into a group with no qualifications of staying in, with no qualifications of having to keep up a certain rank or keep up certain volume or keep up certain personal production, what happens? Okay, what happens? You'll have some people in here that no longer have a level of desire for growth, so they become stagnant. And when they become stagnant, they mildew. And when they mildew, they become cynical and skeptical of all new ideas. So what happens is you add people into this group that are new up-and-comers and excited and they're fired up, ready to rock and roll. They come into this group and they sit and they run into a bunch of curmudgeons that have been there for years. Yeah, I hit diamond in 88. Yeah, you know, my check's been going down. They haven't personally produced in years, but they all of a sudden, because of the arrival group, they feel entitled, right? So let me tell you my opinion on this. And this is to my company owners on here. This is to my big leaders on here. Someone who does the work to earn a check, okay, absolutely keep your check, right? You should continue to be paid on the work that you did. What shouldn't happen is that you have some kind of entitlement that we have to hear your opinion forever, even if you're not personally producing. You lose your right to sharing your opinion in any kind of meaningful way when you stop producing. Still get the check, but we don't want your opinion. If you're not in the streets, if you're not in the arena getting your jersey dirty, then you should not be giving your opinion, right? We want the young bucks. We want the up and comers. We want the people that are in actual production to be supplied with the ideas and supported with new ideas. We do not want your 1988 version of how you did it back in the day and how it's different from today, right? And so curmudgeon's not allowed. Now, if you don't have an arrival group, you don't deal with that. But most people do. Now, what if it's by level of desire? What if you, and some people will do this, and this cracks me up, man. This cracks me up. They'll go to their group and they'll say, 80, 15, and 5. Okay. Well, I'm gonna do a 5% or hellfire group. And we're all gonna get lightning bolt tattoos on our neck. We're all gonna get, you know, rings that say Bala, Shot Caller. It'd be very long rings, right? And so we do it by desire. So they go to their group and they're like, hey, hello group. Hey, who's really fired up and really wants to make a lot of money? And so every Tom, Dick, and Harry, yes, right, you like money, right? So they all raise their hands. And so you're like, wow, sweet. I had no idea that 9 out of 10 people were 5%ers. This is crazy, crazy math. And so you add them into this group and you start breathing fire, man. You're swooping down upon them with dragon wings, right? You're just tearing it up in there. Here's what happens, okay? Majority of them, if they're added into here with just a verbal raising of hand, yeah, I like money. I like to make money now. Make money now, right? If you're just a verbal raising of hand, the majority of these people, they ain't 5%ers, bruh. They're not 5%ers. Okay, so they're going to come into here and be like, geez Louise, they want us to do a whole lot of work. I don't know why I'm doing so many Scooby-Doo impressions. I apologize. It just came out. And so they're going to come in here and say, good Lord, this DMO sheet is 57 pages. I don't know. Right? And so what are they going to feel like? Disappointments. So you've taken someone from a group where they were fine just saying, hey, guys, hey, I'm here, y'all. You took them to hell and brimstone group. And they're like, geez, I'm a big fat disappointment. I don't like it here. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel nice. And so they start complaining. They start saying, is there any routine that's a little lessies, little lessers? Okay. And so, and here's what else happens. Let's say you don't make a goofy ass post in your group saying, who like money? Who like lots of money in wallet and purse? All right. You don't make goofy posts in your group, but you arbitrarily, you're like, you know what? I think Tina's a roller. You know what? I think JoJo. I think he's a baller. Let's add him. So you kind of just arbitrarily pick who you think is baller, Shot Caller. Add him to this group. Guess what happens? Some of these other people hear about this secret group and they're like, well, why wasn't I picked? How come I'm not in a baller shot? How come I don't got the rings, baller, Shot Caller? How come I don't got that? Where'd y'all get? How come all y'all got that lightning bolt on your neck? How'd y'all get that? Oh yeah, man. The leader just reached out to me one day and said I was amazing and said that I was awesome and he liked me a lot and hated everyone else and just added me to this group. So I'm just like, cool, bro. Cool, right? And so there's so many problems. So let me ask you this. If you went to, let's take a church analogy, all right? When 80, 15, and 5 is to help you understand your sermon, okay? It's not to have you segment your group. It's to help you understand how to deliver a sermon, okay? How do you deliver your sermon? So when you those who went to church, once upon a time, there were gatherings and these things called churches, and they would do religion things, right? Now that's, of course, outlawed and banned, and so, you know, forget I said that. Maybe you don't recall. But you know, once upon a time, there were these things called churches, and there's other names for them as well. And people would gather within 6 feet of each other and listen to someone deliver a sermon, a pastor, a reverend, whatever you want to call it, right? And so did you ever get seated according to how much you gave in the collection plate? Okay, those who gave $100, y'all sit over here. We got a special breakout sermon for you. This breakout sermon is how to get to heaven twice as fast, right? That'd be a scary title, wouldn't it? It'd be like, what are we doing here? What are we drinking, huh? And so it's not a separate sermon. It's the same message delivered, but you're delivering it with the understanding that there's different levels of desire. Now, does that pastor, does that reverend have maybe, you know, once upon a time, night classes? Is there a way to go to, you know, whatever it's called, seminary school? I don't know what they're called, right? But are there offshoots, just like in the gym? Is there CrossFit? Is there a personal trainer? Is there racquetball? Is there, right? There's always resources for someone who raises their hand, who self-identifies and says, I would like to become a baller shot caller. I would like to reach the top rank in the company. I would like to blah, 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 blah. Right? So you can say, oh, great. Well, we have this resource over here because you raised your hand. The problem is either you pummeling the entire group, assuming that they're all at this level of desire, or you creating some massive amount of work for yourself and creating all these breakout groups. Okay. Now, one thing that can help with this, temporary groups by qualification, by qualification. So the best vaccine, I may have just gotten banned. This video is probably not banned. It's probably removed. But a great vaccine from an arrival group is a temporary qualified group. Hey, guys, I'm going to run a 10-day group. And if you want to be in the group, bring in one customer. They know it's 10 days, right? I don't have to boot anyone out. Unlike the arrival group, if someone gets stagnant and mildew and is there, hey, we didn't do that back in 88, and I want to boot them out. But if I do, hurts their feelings, gives them a platform because they've been placed on this platform that they achieved 33 years ago. It places them on a platform of influence. So now people are going to listen to their message, right? But if I go to the group, or if I go to the big group and I say, hey, we're going to have a temporary group. It's a 10-day run. Bring in one customer to qualify to get into it. Now we can play, babies, because they know at the end of 10 days, it's closing down. No problem. No hurt feelings. No entitlement. I should be in that group. No, you shouldn't, because we had a qualifier, bro. You had to get one customer. You didn't. So you can't be in the group. And so don't do the segmentation engineer approach. Have one sermon. Use the word if you want to build a business, fantastic. And if you're here just as a customer, you're amazing. We love you. You're incredible. You're awesome, right? Make them feel good regardless of their level of desire or level of result.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.